Welcome to Easier, Smarter Problem Solving, How to Come Up with Simple Solutions to Any Problem in Life by Deborah Morrison and presented with narration from Instafo. Section 1. The Justification of Problem Solving. The Inevitable Necessity. Problem solving is part of our everyday lives. We encounter problems, large or small, every day, and being able to effectively solve them will make us better, more productive individuals. Additionally, many of the problems that we encounter will affect all the important relationships in our lives, relationships with friends, family, coworkers, or others. Knowing how to manage these types of problems will allow us to maintain or strengthen these valuable relationships. Here is only a few of the myriad of benefits that come from learning how to be a highly capable problem solver. Strengthening bonds in your relationships. Gaining confidence in your leadership abilities. Earning respect from those who benefit from your problem-solving skills. Advancing projects that depend on your ability to get along with others. Obtaining peace, success, or satisfaction for everyone around you. And on a personal scale, more determination, more personal resolutions, more goals and objectives reached. The XYZ equation. Our main focus is to approach problem solving from a universal angle, which we will use the symbols X, Y, and Z to represent the three phases of problem solving. X, or phase one, is to define the problem. Y, or phase two, is where we will identify possible solutions to the problem. Z, or phase three, will represent the desired outcomes of the process. These symbols are like the pieces of a puzzle, or if you prefer, an equation, where X plus Y will lead to Z, the final outcome. This is a useful way to view problem solving, like putting pieces of a crumbled puzzle back together so that everything is restored back to order. Now, of course, not every problem in existence will fit into this X problem plus Y solution equals Z desired outcome model, but it does share this universal component. You just have to figure out your whys. The formulaic approach. First things first. Here's an intro exercise to help you grasp this concept and to determine how well you understand what problem solving entails. For each of the two situations below, the situation itself represents X, or phase one. Take a minute or two to brainstorm what Y and Z should be for each scenario. Your brother crashes your brand new car and swears he won't pay for the repairs or reimburse you. Imagine that you want to divorce after 10 years of marriage, but your partner doesn't see things the same way. Note that your answers don't have to be perfect, but should give an idea of what you would do if you were to face such situations. Now answer the following questions. How hard is it for you to find a solution? Identify two issues in finding an outcome for each situation. If you had a hard time coming up with solutions to these problems, it does not matter how sensible they are at their current stage. It means that you either like to run away from problems, or you let others play this role, even if the outcome does not please you. On the other hand, if you were able to find solutions here, it means that you are a fighter and that you always seek an ideal outcome, no matter how embarrassing or difficult the situation may be. Regardless of whatever case it may be, continue onward to learn how to easily approach most of life's problems using universal rules that can't go wrong. Section 2. The Projection of Problem Solving. The Zoning Out Process. When it comes to problem solving, the key is to get out of your comfort zone, meaning that sometimes you will have to do things you are uncomfortable with or that you've never done before. For example, when a problem involving more than one person arises, tensions normally climb high, and unless one of the parties in the conflict admits that she or he is wrong, moving on is often hard to achieve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?